SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Australians in Lebanon urge to leave as government prepares contingencies. Kamala Harris denounces Donald Trump's questioning of her racial identity. And in sport, the Matildas are on the lookout for a new head coach. With all this evening's latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. The federal government says it's preparing contingencies as it urges all citizens to leave Lebanon as soon as possible. The warnings follow recent Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon and Iran, which killed Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, and are intensifying international concerns of a wider war breaking out in the Middle East. About 15,000 Australians live in Lebanon. The Australian government recently assisted Australians in New Caledonia when violent protests erupted, as well as Australians in Israel on October 7. US Vice President Kamala Harris has denounced attacks about her racial identity after Republican rival Donald Trump questioned the legitimacy of her background. Speaking to reporters at the National Association of Black Journalists conference, Mr. Trump falsely accused Ms. Harris of identifying as Indian before all of a sudden becoming black. At an address in Houston, Kamala Harris told crowds that Donald Trump was putting on the same old show.
The American people deserve a leader who tells the truth, a leader who does not respond with hostility and anger when confronted with the facts. We deserve a leader who understands that our differences do not divide us. They are an essential source of our strength.
The Prime Minister says the concerns of people with disabilities are being listened to following backlash over the government's response to the Disability Royal Commission. Disability advocates say they were both devastated and caught off guard yesterday when the government announced it was only accepting 13 of the Royal Commission report's 222 recommendations. The government response came 10 months after its initial release, and advocates say it missed out on addressing urgently needed reforms. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth denies the government is delaying enacting meaningful changes in the disability sector.
I understand from advocates and many people with disability that they put a lot of effort and a lot of submissions into the Royal Commission, and I'd just like to thank them for that. I just need to make it clear that we haven't waited until the response of the Royal Commission to actually start making Australia a more inclusive place for people with disability to protect them against neglect and harm.
A statue of former Senator Susan Ryan has been unveiled on the 40th anniversary of the Sex Discrimination Act. Senator Ryan was the architect of the Act, which prevents discrimination based on sex or relationship status and outlaws sexual harassment within the workplace. The statue is the third of a woman in the area surrounding Parliament House. In an interview with SBS, Dame Quentin Bryce, Australia's first female Governor-General, reflected on the progress the country has made and says she remembers when in 1966 the rule forcing women to resign from work upon marriage was lifted.
I was a young woman out of university, moving into a career at that time. And I had no idea that when I got married, I'd have to resign. I mean, what would you think of that? It's just so extraordinary. I mean, it does show why it's very important to know our history.
And in soccer, the Matildas will be looking for a new head coach after Football Australia confirmed Tony Gustafsson's contract will not be extended. His four-year tenure ended after the women's team failed to make it out of the group stage at the Paris Olympics. The announcement comes after months of speculation and after the Swede was linked with the Swedish men's side and the United States women's national team. His exit marks the end of a period where the women's game in Australia has undergone an explosion in popularity following the Matildas' run to a fourth-place finish at last year's World Cup. And that's all the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you want to catch our latest podcast series, Hysterical, you can visit SBS News In Depth or wherever you listen. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.